But do you think your father's parents were born here or moved down here?
I think they were born here. Mm-hmm. I believe they were.
How much education would you say they had? Or
well, again, I would say that they didn't have a high school education. I'm satisfied they didn't.
Mm-hmm. And you know where your father's people came from a long time ago?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, they all originally came from either South Carolina, Georgia, somewhere like
mm-hmm.
that. So. That was a long ways off at that time.
Yeah. And are you married?
No.
And I'd like to get sort of an idea of what this community's like, and you know, just in terms of, you know, how old it is and how you know, how much it's changed, and you know, just that sort of thing.
Anything that I could tell you about it? Well, there's not a great deal I can tell you about it, that I've lived here all my life, but the town of South Chompy, I don't think is quite 100 years old. The most of the settlers there were from a little place just north of South Chompy. And when the railroad went through there, this town up there, Ashmore, and it's about 3 miles up north of South Chompy. And the railroad went from Carabel into Tallahassee. And at that time, Ashmore was another, this turpentine
mm-hmm.
Business was a big business then. And as I understand it, this was another turpentine community up there. And they loaded the train, you know, and everything at that place. But that gradually died out, and people moved into South Chompy. And the town of Ashmore just
mm-hmm.
faded out. There's nobody there anymore. About a mile from here, there was a town, Greenough. And it's gone now. The people moving back in there now. But, of course, the name Greenough is gone. They don't use it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And little settlements around like that. So South Chompy is the only town that has survived during this time. Now, mostly the people that are here now are, I would say, retired people. They live on Social Security, and we have some welfare too, of course, as every town does.
Most of the people retire?
I would say yes, because we have a town of widows, mostly. Now, a lot of people commute back and forth to Tallahassee every day, and that's the main, you know, the ones that hold down jobs.
The younger people.
Yeah, they go back and forth.
How far away is Tallahassee?
35 miles from South Chompy.
And
up until recently, as I said, I've been in the post office now 11 years, and I can tell big difference in the number of people that are here now and what was here 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's increased, you know, the people moving in all along. So I guess we'll eventually be just like all these other towns. They move,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them moving out of Tallahassee to get away from the big city, you know, and all that. And they'd rather be in smaller places, and it's quieter and more peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was noticing how many new brick houses, you know, have well, just
recently.
Along this road,
mm-hmm.
you know, that look,
and just recently.
I guess those are people that have moved in from town.
Well, not really. Well, some of them have. Now, there's some that along that you see are people that are here that have sold out and built better houses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case in some of them, but